why is it easy to tell how much a dragon weighs?
I don't know.
Why?
Because they come with scales.
Terrible.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Dragon that lived in Dragonland. He scared off all the children and he frightened every man. But there was one human who lived among the birds. He heard all the stories, but he didn't believe a word. So he went up to the mountain just to set the story straight and prove to all the others that his bravery was great. A bird went with him just to sing about the tale and lead him to the mountaintop and keep him on the trail. They ran into a lizard that was climbing up a tree. The lizard said they should turn around while the dragon was still asleep. The human wasn't frightened until the dragon showed his head. The eyes were big and dark, and the breath was fiery red. The human started to run away without a thought about the bird. The bird stayed with the dragon so they could have a little word. Story you should hear. Bird and the dragon is a tale of having fear. The dragon feared the bird because his quickness and his flight. The bird feared the dragon with his size and all his might. Bird and the dragon. Said dragon, I can match you with your force. You can turn around or we can let nature take its course. The dragon got angry when it heard the challenge come. The bird began to question just exactly what it had done. The bird circled around the reach of the dragon's swinging claws. The dragon ducked from side to side to see where the bird really was. It had to duck from side to side so we could see where the bird really was. Bird and the dragon is a story you should hear. Tale of having fear. The dragon feared the bird because his quickness and his flight. The bird feared the dragon with his size and all his might. Bird and the dragon. 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 Gonna rock and tumble, push and pull. Summer's gonna roll and tumble, push or pull. Sometimes you got to face the things that you fear most in this life. Sometimes you got to face the fear.
That's Rhythm Child from Drum Circle Sing Along right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm here on Zoom and at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico with a whole lot of great kids. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
And who's with us today?
Hello, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Nico.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Kiwa.
It's Landa.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hi, it's Evander.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Keaton.
Hi, it's Xander.
Hi, it's Teddy.
Hi, it's Emma.
Hi, it's Roms.
Well, thank you so much for being here out there in listener land here at the Outpost and on Zoom. I am super excited about today's topic. It's dragons. I think we have some dragon fans here, do we not? Who's a dragon fan?
Me!
I don't think a lot of people like dragons here. I'm just kidding.
Well, we're going to learn a lot about dragons with our guest, Marie Mancusi. She's the author of numerous books about dragons. And dragons in her books are characters, and they also have deeper meaning, too. And that's true about dragons around the world. We're going to learn what dragons are representing in different cultures. Dragons appear in Asia, and they appear in the UK, and they appear in many other places. So what is it about dragons? We've got a learning guide we've made for this episode to learn even more about dragons. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for dragons. This is Itty Bitty Beats right here on the Children's Hour.
I asked a dragon to tea. No one believed me. She said that her roaring had got quite boring. Time for a tea party. We had a tea party under the apple tree. The sun was warm, we had tea and scones when I asked a dragon to tea. The teapot started to cool, but the dragon knew just what to do. With a puff of smoke and a tiny flame, the dragon, she warmed up the tea again. We sat and finished our tea, my new friend the dragon and me. Then she bid me goodbye as she soared to the sky, my new friend the dragon and me. When the dragon came for tea, under the apple tree,
you're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Our guest today on the show is Mary Mancusi. She's the author of more than 30 books, and she just released a book called Dawn of the Dragons. It's a prequel, meaning it's like the story before the story of her existing novel that's called New Dragon City, which is a super popular book that has dragon-fueled adventures, and family and community are the themes. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Mary.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so glad to have you.
I'm so glad to have so many dragon fans in the house.
We love dragons. Mary, tell us a little bit about your books for those who are not in the know. What is the story about in New Dragon City that made you write a prequel story before New Dragon City? Like, what's happening here with the story?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a huge dragon fan myself. And so I wanted to write a dragon book, but I didn't want to tell the same story as everyone else. You know, I wanted to be unique. And so I looked at all the dragon stories out there and I thought, what do they have in common? And one thing I noticed time and time again with dragon stories is they seem to always take place in a fantasy kingdom. But I thought for this story, I wanted to be different. So I thought, what would happen if dragons came to our world? What if we had what's known as a dragon apocalypse? You've probably heard of zombie apocalypses. That seems to happen a lot in TV and movies and such. But what if tomorrow morning, kids, you woke up and looked outside your window and suddenly there were dragons flying by? How would you react to that?
I'd go outside and I'd ride one of the dragons.
Same. If I saw one, I would give it a hug.
Everyone wants to ride the dragons, Mary. Is that even possible?
I mean, we got to get there first, okay? Because when the dragons first come to our world, it's a bit chaotic, if you can imagine. Not everyone's super happy about dragons suddenly showing up, and dragons doing dragon things are a bit destructive for the human race. And so in New Dragon City, we kind of explore what it would be like 5 years into a dragon apocalypse, where mankind, a lot of it has been destroyed. Everyone thinks dragons are evil, but there's a young boy who's 12 years old named Noah, and he befriends his worst enemy, the dragon. And suddenly he starts to realize there's another side to this story. That maybe dragons aren't the monsters that they thought they were. And maybe dragons kind of feel the same way about humans, that the humans are the monsters in the dragon's eyes. And so that was the story of New Dragon City. But when I wrote that book, everyone had questions. And so I went to schools and talked to the kids, and they're like, but where did the dragons come from? How did this whole thing start? What made it so bad between the dragons and humans? And that's why I was like, yeah, we're going to do a prequel. We're going to back it up 5 years to those first moments where the dragons are showing up and no one knows quite what's going on. What would that be like to live in that kind of world?
Wow. So when you're talking about dragons coming and having this dragon apocalypse, and it sounds like, you know, the resolution is going to be if people are going to have to live with dragons running the world, we all have to get along with dragons. That seems pretty scary to get along with dragons. I mean, why?
I mean, I think a lot of times in real life, as well as in dragon apocalypses, things that we don't understand can feel big and scary and can feel like some insurmountable challenge. And sometimes it's a big misunderstanding. I like to think of dragons as kind of like dogs in this sense, okay? Imagine a dog, and that dog has been mistreated since it was a puppy. It's in the pound, it's scared. And so if you try to interact with this dog, it might growl at you, it might try to bite you, and it's not going to be your best friend. You take that same dog, you bring it home, you treat it with respect, you feed it, you pet it, you patiently care for this dog and make him feel safe. He's going to be your best friend. And it's the same dog. It's just how we treat that dog. And that brings out who he really is. So I think sometimes we're so afraid of people, you know, or dragons or dogs or whatever, you know, because we just see them as this enemy or this bad thing. But maybe there's something behind that shell. Maybe there's something that you can relate to.
That's the voice of Mary Mancusi. She is the author of more than 30 books, including Dawn of the Dragons. And we're talking about dragons today on the Children's Hour. We've created a learning guide for this episode. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for dragons. This is Gregory Isaacs from Reggae for Kids, right here on the Children's Hour.
Puff the magic dragon who lived by the sea, and frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Little Jackie Paper loved the rascal pup and brought him strings and ceiling walk and all the fancy stuff. Oh, Pup the magic dragon lived by the sea, and frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Little Jackie Paper loved the rascal pup and brought him strings and ceiling walks and all the fancy stuff. Dragon lived forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant rings make way for all the toys. One green night it happened, Jackie came no more. And Pop the magic dragon, he sees his fearless row. Pop the magic dragon lived by the sea, frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Little Jackie Paper loved the rascal pup and brought him strings and ceiling walks in all the fancy stuff. Pup the magic dragon lived by the sea, and frolic
frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee. Pup, the magic dragon, lived by the sea. And frolic in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee.
Nine-foot dragon and a four-foot boy. The boy has a weapon, but it's only a toy. The dragon is big and mean and scary. The boy has the advantage, dragon is imaginary. The dragon says,
boy, I'm gonna eat you up.
The boy pulls out his paper cup. The dragon says,
what you gonna do with that?
The boy says, it's my magic hat.
Can you believe?
Imagine.
Can you believe?
Imagine.
That
can
you believe?
Imagination. Where it's
imaginations, where it's
at. Tell me, can you believe?
Imagine.
Tell me,
can you believe?
Imagine.
Tell me,
can
you believe?
Imagination's where it's at.
The boy put the cup on top of his head. The dragon started laughing and his face turned red. The boy got a string and tied him up and covered his snout with a paper cup. The dragon said,
hey, let me go.
The boy said,
how about
no? The moral of the story is a big sensation. Watch out for little boys with a big imagination.
Can you believe?
Imagine.
Can you
imagine that?
Can you believe?
Imagination's where it's at.
Where it's
tell
at.
Me, can you believe?
Imagine
tell
this.
Me, can you believe?
Imagine
tell
that.
Me, can
you believe?
Imagination's where it's at.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. One, two.
Dragon and a four-foot boy is Billy Jonas from What Kind of Cat Are You? I'm Katie Stone. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today we're learning about dragons. Our guest is Mary Mancusi, who has written more than 30 books, including a whole series on dragons. And we're going to learn about dragons around the world. As we go forward on the show, find our learning guide at childrenshour.org. Look for dragons.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultures of New Mexico at nmculture.org.